WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Two more companies, including one founded by Olympic star Usain Bolt, are bringing their scooters to Harrisonburg this fall. We visit a traveling exhibit that commemorates a man lynched more than 100 years ago in Albemarle County. And we also visit Shenandoah Women's Healthcare in Harrisonburg, celebrating 20 years this month. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, July 18th. Two more companies are bringing their scooters to Harrisonburg this fall. The Daily News Record reports that Olympic medalist Usain Bolt's company, Bolt Mobility, has been issued a permit to operate in Harrisonburg. The company, founded in Miami in 2018, will be allowed to provide 100 scooters. VioRide, a mobility company founded in Chicago more than 2 years ago, also has received a permit. Both companies will set up to service students at James Madison University this fall. Bird is currently the only scooter company operating in the city. Lime Scooters stopped operating in Harrisonburg earlier this year after City Council approved stricter permit requirements. In 1898, a black man named John Henry James was lynched in Albemarle County. Soil from that site is the centerpiece of a new traveling exhibition meant to highlight a sordid chapter in Virginia's history. WCVE's Hawes Spencer reports.
John Henry James was accused of attacking a white woman on the outskirts of Charlottesville, hustled off to Stanton for his own safety, but ultimately hung, shot, and mutilated by an angry white mob. Andrea Douglas of the Jefferson School African American Heritage Center.
It was an act of racial terror.
Soil from that site was unveiled Wednesday.
By revealing this, we give a place where we're truth-telling and creating a space where we are better able to understand all of our local history.
The exhibit will travel through the local library branches and be available on request to other organizations. In Albemarle, Hawes Spencer for WMRA News.
The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has struck down Virginia's habitual drunkard law as unconstitutional, but not without a fight. Also from WCVE, Charles Fishburn reports.
The plaintiffs, two from Richmond and two from Roanoke, had been arrested and prosecuted 11 to 30 times. The suit alleged the law targets homeless alcoholics because of their status rather than the crime, and that was unconstitutional.
By an incredibly close 8-7 vote, the court agreed.
Carl Tobias, law professor at the University of Richmond. But Judge Harvey Wilkinson III, joined by five others, said the implications that we lack control over human behavior are boundless.
He claimed that the same could be said about sex offenders or child abuse.
The Virginia Attorney General's office defended the law and is now reviewing whether or not to appeal. Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
A Chicago consulting firm has been chosen to lead an independent investigation into the Virginia Beach mass shooting that left 12 dead. The Virginian Pilot of Norfolk reports the city is contracting with security risk management firm Hillard Heintz. The company has experience in working with mass shootings. Its website says it has done more than 17,000 investigations for major companies and organizations. On May 31st, a city engineer killed 12 people and wounded several others before he was gunned down by police. The latest round of campaign finance documents are shedding new light on the contours of election 2019. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope explains the numbers.
13 Republican incumbent members of the General Assembly were outraised by their Democratic opponents in the latest round of campaign finance disclosures. The list includes people like Speaker Kirk Cox, Fairfax Delegate Tim Hugo, and Midlothian Senator Glenn Sturtevant. Republican strategist Dan Scanling says any incumbent who isn't keeping up with fundraising is in trouble.
If I'm an incumbent and I'm being outraised, it's time to ring the fire bell. That is a problem. And if I'm an incumbent and I'm being outraised and my challenger's got a lot of low-dollar contributions, I'm running really, really scared.
Five Democratic incumbents are also being outraised. That list includes Prince William delegate Danica Rome and Richmond delegate Don Adams. Democratic strategist Ben Tribbett says some of the candidates may not be currently engaged in a lot of fundraising because they think they've already got enough money to win.
In some of the contested districts like Dick Sasslaw's, voters were expressing chronic unhappiness with the amount of contacts they were getting from campaigns. And so you got to be careful not to spend so much to alienate people also.
Overall, the House Democratic Caucus and Senate Democrats are raising more money than their counterparts on the other side of the aisle. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, as midwifery grows in popularity among expectant mothers locally and nationwide, one practice in Harrisonburg is celebrating its 20th anniversary providing the service. The clinic was one of the first in the Valley to do so. WMRE's Bridget Manley reports.
The sound of a sonogram is unique. It's beautiful. It's weird. It's loud. Lots of emotions, as well as that cold, sticky gel, are part and parcel of the experience. Hoping for good news, a midwife says,
"Baby is moving. Baby's moving.
The midwives and doctors at Shenandoah Women's Health in Harrisonburg are well-versed in all the feelings attached to the sound. Celebrating 20 years in service to women in Harrisonburg, they're one of the first practices to merge the services of midwifery, obstetrics, and gynecology in the Valley.
And it doesn't really feel like you're meeting with a doctor. That's what I always say. It's so funny. It feels like you're meeting with your sweet aunt."
Caitlin Berkey has three children and is currently pregnant with her fourth. She switched to Shenandoah Women's Health after the birth of her first child, when a friend told her about how the midwives had helped her through her pregnancies.
"You were just given this extra time, and it was such a gift. I never feel like I'm rushed when I'm there. I'm always, in fact, encouraged to ask more questions. You know, they'll come up with things that I haven't even thought of, which will prompt good discussions. And it's just really a different feel about the whole place."
When Shenandoah Women's Health began back in 1999, midwifery was not as prevalent as it is today. Since then, the practitioners there have watched as the practice has gained traction and become a popular choice for women during pregnancy and beyond.
"We really try to educate people so that they are educated in what choices they have, mm-hmm. and what are the safe choices that they have."
Melody Mast is a full-scope certified nurse midwife and nurse practitioner. She has been at Shenandoah Women's Health for more than 11 years. She believes that offering the care of a midwife while giving birth in the hospital is the best way they can serve the needs of both mother and baby.
"We don't have, you have to have a birth a certain way to have a satisfying birth or to be happy with your birth and trusting your birth process and trusting your body. You don't have to have an unmedicated vaginal delivery. That's not the best birth to have. The best birth is the birth that you feel empowered to be a mother."
Dr. Leonard Amott began the practice back in 1999. After working around the country as an OBGYN with various diverse populations, he felt that it was important to marry the services so that birthing mothers received the best of both worlds.
"And so I think it's the collaborative relationship, and that's the word we like to use, collaborative relationship between the midwives and the physician."
Tammy McDonald Brower is a full-scope certified nurse midwife and nurse practitioner. She's been at Shenandoah Women's Health for 10 years.
"We and our doctors are usually there all the time during the whole pushing process. Our docs check in, but we sit at the bedside. When things become towards transition and towards the birth and even after, we stay in the room with the woman the whole time, unless we have somebody else that does the same thing next door. But then we are back and forth. But for the most part, we just stay with women when they really need us and coach them through it and give them suggestions and help with that. So that's the biggest difference." Yeah.
Bobby Cherrywell is a full-scope certified nurse midwife. She has more than 22 years experience and joined Shenandoah Women's Health last October. She still remembers the first time she helped a mother bring a baby into the world.
"My daughter was delivered by a nurse midwife. I was a single parent. She helped me through a lot of stuff. She sat and listened to me. And then I went on to go to nursing school, graduate nursing school, work in OB. And I worked in a hospital where we had OB residents. And a patient came in, unregistered, meaning no prenatal care. So the residents were going to deliver her. She showed up completely dilated, and the resident let me deliver her baby. I couldn't drive home. I sat in my car in shell shock. And when I got home, I called my midwife, and I couldn't get the words out of my mouth. I said, 'Pat,' I just kept saying, 'Pat.' She goes, 'You delivered a baby, didn't you?' I said, 'Yeah.' What am I?" She goes, 'What are you going to do?' I go, 'I'm applying to school today.'"
For WMRA News, I'm Bridget Manley.
Learn more about Shenandoah Women's Healthcare and that story at WMRA.org and on the WMRA app. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Thursday.